Hello. What's going on, guys? It's BDP, Young B, the Young Bishop. His first podcast ever. I'm at the park, Loose Park. I know I probably shouldn't have said it all like that, but I don't really care because it's Loose Park. Loose Park. There's a dog right there. What a friend, my home Skillet. From up north, Amanda.
Why do I gotta be up north?
From your North Kansas City, you know? Liberty, whatever you're from.
North Kansas City.
Yeah, North Kansas City. So you're up north. I'm from
the North Town.
I'm on the outskirts of Raytown, so I'm still in Kansas City, but that's where.
South Kansas City, I got you.
You know, I don't claim Raytown, even though I went to Raytown. That's what Auden, like when I was like going to Raytown and living there, and I would always say I'm on like, I live like by the Royal
State.
Raytown High?
Raytown High.
Went to Raytown Middle School, Raytown High School. And so they said, you're a Raytown nigga now. It's like, I can't be a Raytown nigga if I'm, my home address is Kansas City, Missouri. So technically, I'm a Kansas City
nigga. South Kansas City. Leave me alone.
Is it really South? I feel like this is South Kansas City. No, I feel like Walnard and Holmes is South KC.
Yeah, true.
Like close to Kansas and Grandview. Like, and I don't even.
Grandview is South KC, so you are correct.
My cousins live in Grandview, and I don't know. Like, I feel like it seems like it's nicer out there than it is here. Like, it's a lot more wholesome.
Yeah.
Isn't this quote unquote ghetto over there? I mean, on every
is it
every.
Ghetto where you live?
Well, it has its moments. The neighborhood I live on, the block I live on, it's not ghetto.
Right.
Like I live, it's kind of interracial. Like you got black people living on your block and white people in Hispanics.
Okay.
But mentality-wise, you know, it used to be a little bit. It used to be a little ghetto, but that was basically just maybe one or two houses, while the other houses were just, you know, we're in our house.
Right.
Like I could tell you, they probably don't know me, but they know who my. If they do see me, they're probably like, "Oh, you were the one with that dog that ran up across the street." Like, yeah, that was my dog. That was my out of control dog that was pissing in your yard.
Yeah, your goddamn dog, Bishop. That's funny.
My dog was good. Well, not good, but just my dog was never hostile. Like, dog run up to you right now, sniff you, right, lick your hand, you pat her, and then she see me coming, she'll be like, oh shit, you plotting to get me so I can go back with them. No. Run away. And then I got
what
to a point.
What kind of dog was it?
A Doberman.
Doberman?
Yeah.
What color?
She was brown, like dark brown.
Brown?
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Nice. I like Doberman.
She was just a recluse when we put her outside. I mean, when she's on the chain, she listens. But as soon as we put her out in the front yard and she gets loose, she's up and down the street. And it got to the point where I just closed the door. It was like, well, shit, if you get caught, you get caught. I don't care. Then she come back to the house, laying outside the door, barking like, hey, I'm ready to come back. And I open the door. She'd be like there. And I open the screen. She run away into the yard. I'd be like, nigga, make up your mind. You coming in? So I close the door. She be like, hey. Open the door again. She come in like, okay.
She got puppies?
Mama got her fixed.
Oh.
Mama ain't raising no kids.
Right. Dude, I got a serious mad migraine. You know one of those migraines that like sit on your head? Have you ever had one?
I've had a headache. I've never had a migraine. I've had headaches from fighting though. Arguing
and fighting, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're just like, ugh.
That's the easiest way. Like, if you have a lot of conflict in your life or something like that.
It's like the last thing
you
want to do.
Worry too much. Like, I'm a worrier. And that's what. I think that's what it is.
What do you have to worry about, though?
I don't know.
Like, you don't.
Like, relationship stuff.
Dude, you're a return of the Mac. Like, what do you mean you're.
No, I don't even want to get into it. So, like, we're not even going to discuss that. We'll discuss, like,
I mean,
music.
I just. Yeah, I mean, we can discuss whatever.
Music or
I mean,
something like that.
We're still 5 minutes in. Hopefully, listeners tend to prefer short form audio. Consider making your episode out of shorter segments. Oh, okay. But we're just rambling on, so I might stop it at the 10-minute mark, but whatever. We'll get to it. But, yeah, it's just life. We're here for life advice. AB, Amanda. I just called her AB because she didn't really give a nickname.
That is my nickname.
Oh, well, then, hey, it's AB.
People call me that.
AB and B Money Game in the...
B Money Game.
Game.
Gang.
No, not throwing up signs. It's
like...
Pew, game. Pew, pew, game, yeah.
All
right. I just got to
tell. Fuck with it.
Yeah. It's a nickname in high school.
Oh, for real? Your friends gave it to you?
Yeah. We just... It's like this B Money Game. Like, is that a group name?
That's okay. A pretty fucking bird.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's blue.
You coming over here, G? You coming over here? No?
I feel like they're gonna, if they land in these trees, they're gonna crap on us.
Well, if anything, you'll be my shield, so I'll just make sure. Damn.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Yeah, fuck that shit. In the middle of a yawn.
Shit, no, hey. You might be a little stronger than me, but I will. If I feel shit, right on my shoulder, my umbrella. You'll be my Rihanna, except Rihanna's, you know, not attracted to you.
No, here's the thing. Rihanna is like, I don't know. I don't even know about her no more.
You don't know about Rihanna?
I don't know. I used to be like, that's my bae.
You're messing with them Pisces, man.
She is a Pisces.
Yeah, leave them Pisces alone. I've never met a Pisces.
Why did everyone keep telling me that? Like, that's not the... You're not the first person today.
Damn, today?
That's because I'm surrounded by them.
Damn.
I'm surrounded. Man. Like, three Pisces women and, like, oh my god, I can't be surrounded. I feel like I'm drowning in a Piscean sea.
Are you related to any Pisces?
No.
I am related. My little cousin's a Pisces.
Yeah. I don't know. No, not at all. I have a... Nope. No. Yep. Yeah, I do. They're my friends. Like...
Ah, that you see as family?
Not as family, but like friends. And like other Pisces. I'm surrounded by them. But like fam, I don't think I have it.
I had
some homies who were like Piscean men.
I may have a family member for each sign.
I don't.
It's weird. Do you have a huge family? Do you have a big mommy and daddy?
Actually, yes, I do.
What side is bigger?
That requires me. That requires counting.
Oh shit!
Shit. I gotta do the edit. I don't know. I think maybe my dad's side of the family is bigger.
My mom's side.
Because of my grandpa, he was a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
He was a Rolling Stone, so he got around.
Tupac was. Tupac style got around.
Yeah. Let's say that. But yeah, so probably my dad's side of the family. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, I'm about to end this first part of the segment, and we're gonna get into maybe a topic because I've been rambling for like 9 minutes, and I like to ramble, so I'm gonna just stop it right here.
So cute.
Good.
Went in, I introduced myself to the band. I was like, all right, so I'm not familiar with this console. And she was like, oh shit. I talked to the girls, like the one of the lead singers of the band, and she was a woman. She was pretty cute. Like I digged her vibes. I was like, feeling.
Yeah, vibes is all. Vibes is good with it.
But she was like, okay, so have you ever done, like, with the iPad or whatever? And I was like, nah. So I was like, but we can, like, pull up a scene, which is basically a safe route of, like, getting, like, mic check. And it's a pre-programmed scene. And they just do everything, like, sing. And it's cool. And so when the performance started, their receivers, where they can hear themselves, started going out. And, like, I couldn't fix that because I wasn't familiar with the receivers. So I was like, shit.
Damn.
Right. So I'm like, watching. I was like, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm thinking about something. But I was like, there's nothing I can do about it. And I was like, oh my God, I feel really fucking shitty. I feel really sorry right now. And I'm watching their performance, and she's doing so fucking fantastic. Like, I was watching her, and I was talking to my bro, and I was like, you're, like, really good.
Yeah, straight up.
And she was like, she came off the stage, and she talked to me, and I was like, hey, I mean, we were like, I was like, I'm so sorry, I couldn't do anything else. And she was like, yo, it's not your fault. And then she was like, you should come see us at a different time. And I was like, yeah, totally. In different circumstances. And I was like, yeah. I think she might have known that I was, like, checking her out, though.
Probably.
Yeah, because, like, every time she looked over, we would, like, make eye contact, so I was like... And I didn't know what kind of faces I was putting off and what, but, like, it seemed to be this smile when I checked myself, like, to see what kind of face I was like. But like that. I'm super high right now, so it's
You seem super high right now.
So it's like, but, like, I was like, okay. She had, like, some jeans on and some boots. And then she had, like, one of those t-shirts.
Every nipples, every day up. Every defense is the nutter. Oh, God, you should mention this, like, hey. No way, let us fill up for 128 up. 1998, my family had the act group.
Okay.
Because it's not going to give me any sorts of caught up, so let me just not, like, throw that energy, like,
I got it recorded now.
out there.
Yeah,
know,
nah, man, it's all good, you know. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, just had to restart with the okay. We're going to just talk about, you know, some more stuff, maybe music related.
All right.
Listen to that J. Cole album. I liked it.
See, this is why I told you that maybe I shouldn't be on this podcast, because, like, I haven't listened to it.
No, it's all good.
I feel like a bad, like, I say I'm into hip-hop, but, like, J. Cole, Kendrick. When J. Cole comes out with a new album, you know, you have, like, how long has it been out?
Since Friday.
Okay, so... I should have listened to at least one or two songs, you know.
But it's been what?
So I feel
it's only
for,
Monday.
I
it's
feel
okay.
For that one.
But it's not even about that. It's just he made a song.
I saw the artwork.
Where it was like
pretty dope.
Made a song called 1985. Where he's talking about subliminally talking about Pumpette or Lil Stank, Lil Pump.
I would play some.
And it was kind of like giving him, so like one of those advice, but it's one of those like, hey, just I'm happy for you, but just know I'm that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And Lil Pump was like, wow, you get props for dissing a 17-year-old. And it's like, bro, you can't diss him over like a year ago and just say you were trolling and then get like play the victim damn near when he
right.
responds. It's kind of like a pussy thing to do.
Right.
It's like if I don't even know what to say. Like how I hate when people play the victim. Like, what's the point of being a victim if you kind of started, like, whatever traumatic thing is happening to you right now? Like, what's the point? Like,
I don't know.
Like, you, like,
I don't know what to say on that one. Like, wait on it. I would wait on it.
People just doing all that extra shit. Like, you just, you're looking for drama, but then when drama comes, it's like, oh, no, no, I didn't want it. Like, that's why internet thugs is not cool anymore. It's not, it's cool to be an internet thug until you meet that nigga you were talking shit about.
Right. I feel you.
Just stop doing that. Stop it.